This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, Shower Talk, Pat Godwin is Harney, and the Electric Amish. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign it up. Sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Time now for Flash Traffic with the fastest man in the world, 9-time Olympic gold medalist, Carl Lewis.
And now we go to our flash traffic reporter, Carl Lewis, with traffic on the west side.
Hey, Bob and Tom. I'm on the west side, and traffic looks great. Now I'm going to run over to the far east side and take a look at traffic conditions over there. Okay, I'm on the east side now. Everything looks smooth over here. Want me to check the north side?
Sure, Carl.
All right, here we go. Oh, guys, traffic is running off the fine up here up north. Anything else you need?
Listen, Carl, can you check south side traffic? I know it's a long way. You could also pick up an iced tea for me, venti green iced tea at Starbucks on your way, if you don't mind.
Okay, that's a little step, but I'll get there. Oh, my goodness, that was kind of a detour, but here, two spun is just like you like it.
Oh, thank you very much, Carl. Carl, could you come back to the studio to sign some photos for us?
Oh, okay, I can do that. Sure thing, Tom. Oh, made it. All right. Give me a pen.
This has been Flash Traffic with Carl Lewis.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, you can hear the strains. There it is. I hear it now. It's the Electric Amish in the Bob and Tom Performance Studio. Ace Cosby is our engineer. I'll just take this opportunity to introduce everybody. Oh, this sounds like a great tune. This could be one of Bob's tunes. Is this He's an Amish Guy?
He's a bitchin' guy.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's Chick McGee.
I put people in their place.
The lady in their... The lady in her beautiful Bob and Tom sweatshirt, now available at the Bob and Tom store, is Jessica Alsman. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, how you doing?
And she just told us she showers with her boyfriend.
Oh, jeez. Big fan of the Electric Amish. Here they are. I'm so excited.
You just said that. What do you
I
mean?
I did.
Christy Lee likes to shower with her boyfriend.
You know, we say a lot of stuff off the air.
No, she said it on the air.
We said it on the air.
All right.
Didn't you?
Putting it in a full sentence just...
No, sorry. I thought you...
No, yeah, I did. No, I did. Totally.
Josh Arnold, do you have a bathtub shower or a regular shower?
Both.
Do you ever use the bathtub shower?
I have, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yes, I
hate those. They should be illegal.
Oh, for gosh sake.
But here it comes.
He's a Amish guy.
Thank you very much, Bob. Let's see. That's Pat Godwin. I'm Tom. Welcome back to the program. Thank you very much, the Electric Amish. Can we get a song out of you guys in a few minutes?
What do you think this is?
Not chopped liver, I'll tell you that.
Do you have lyrics to this?
No, we don't. Oh, you meant a vocal song, not just an instrumental?
Yes.
Didn't we have that argument that instrumentals aren't songs? Remember that morning? I'll never get back?
Oh, yeah, that's true. There's an argument to be made there if you're an idiot. Thank you very much, fellas. We'll talk to the fellas again soon. Isn't today Make Love to a Meteorologist Day or something?
It's Happy Weatherman's Day or Weatherwoman's Day, yes.
Bang it out.
Yeah, go do a meteorologist.
I don't want to name any names, but one of our famous meteorologists here in town had an issue with a DUI, and he blew a .08, but it felt like a 1.2. With the wind chill factor.
Right.
Is that right?
Okay.
When I was a kid, I thought it was windshield factor.
The windshield factor? Okay, that's very good. So you were a dumb kid.
I was a dumb child.
Pat
Godwin.
I was in a different class.
We have something from Pat Godwin. Are you ready?
Oh, jeez.
Shh, be quiet.
I'm so horny.
Thank you very much. He sounds desperate and sad.
I understand. Pat was the guest on your podcast.
Off the Air Podcast 2.0 with Jess Hooker and I.
Yes, where's that available?
Yes, Bob and Tom VIP. Go get it now. And you get the cameras and join the VIP. You're all set.
We got deep.
Right? We got deep. Oh, yeah.
With Pat, deep is sad.
We explored.
I try to stay shallow.
Pat took the love language quiz, and we have an answer for why he's the way he is.
You and I have the same thing.
I'm not saying what's going on.
Okay.
Well, I have to listen.
Okay, Pat, do you shower with women?
I have. I have enjoyed it.
What this century?
No, 15 years ago.
Okay, just asking.
Boy, when people say this century, it very well could not be this century.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But Jessica, I'm not trying to get too personal, but you did say on the air that you are, in fact, a fan.
Right back to it, huh? All right.
I'm just interested in this. I'm not... Do you have a nice big size shower?
We don't. Well, I have a bathtub shower, but the bathtub is currently broke. The drain is jacked up. Oh. So we have a really small standing shower.
I bet it's
shower.
Not the first thing that's been jacked up in that shower.
Oh, my Lord. Oh. A lot of people have been in that shower when I bought it.
Hey, Josh, watch this. Up, off.
Before I bought it.
The thing is,
you can take a shower and just take a shower. It's not always a sexual thing.
That's all you think about, sex, looking at my water glistening body.
Yes, open up my boobs and butt. All you think about is sex.
My heaving breasts and my badge.
Just taking a shower.
Watching the soap swirl down my gluteal cleft into the no-no place.
Why are you thinking about sex?
How come you get turned on whenever I scrub your balls?
What's wrong with you? How dare you? Shower with a friend day. Who thought of that? It must be something else. What's the name of the website where you get this today is what? What is that called?
Oh, it's called, I don't remember the name of it. Hold on.
Is Josh in the penalty box?
Oh, Lord.
I don't want this to ever end.
Okay, wait a minute. National Day Calendar. Okay, here we go.
New Wave Enviro is encouraging people to take showers with a friend, meaning...
This is an environmental thing, seriously?
This is to save water,
Serve
right?
water. Yes.
Oh, God.
You can both face the opposite way, just have back-to-back and be very modest.
Here's something I've noticed.
That's where I get my
stuff. My water heater, if I don't use the hot water, you know, some weekends I get kind of, you know...
Lazy?
Down, and I just sit, and I don't...
Mm-hmm. Shower?
Shower or do anything. So the pilot, it'll go out. I have to restart it. So I have to, like, run hot water.
You have to go tankless, my friend.
Ration water.
It's 21st century.
I know.
Tankless water heaters. That's the thing.
Those are dumb, aren't they? The tankless water heaters.
Yeah. Someone
says,
people say
it's a tankless task.
I say thank you.
Simply, you're welcome.
Water heater just wants some gratitude. That's all.
Yeah, you say thanks.
Yeah. Dare I mention this, but do you have a bench in your shower?
I've looked at those, boy.
Kind of.
Do those, are you like a teak? Like I've been looking at these.
A bench?
Well, mine's built in. It's like mine's kind of built in.
But it's on the side.
Mine's in the corner.
In case you want, I've got the shower that has that thing that comes off that you can squirt yourself wherever.
Oh, I don't have
the removable shower head? Yeah.
Oh.
But it's an auxiliary. You've got the regular
you right,
one.
Right,
then you got the side one.
Sure.
Oh, I don't, wow, that's
why are you
fancy.
Thinking about sex when I'm grinding this? Anyway.
Okay. So what today's national what day besides this?
National Weatherman's Day.
Is there a good teak bench is my
sure.
question.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, why don't you, instead of Gabby, why don't you go online and buy one for the next 30 minutes and give us a break? Do what I do during sports.
Well, that's hurtful.
That is hurtful.
Wow.
That was
a punch right to the gut.
That was lost chick for half
it, it must be true. I'm hurt by it.
Christy Lee's at the news. We're going to hear another song from the Amish momentarily, but first, Christy, what's happening over there?
Well, all this talk about sex, there's a guy in the UK apparently like Pat who's pretty horny. He has taken out a dating ad on a roadside billboard for $560. Mark Roaf purchased the space near a busy road in Manchester that shows him laying on his side along with the text that reads, "Single? Date Mark. This could be the sign you've been waiting for."
Oh.
We need to do this for
not my desperate.
Yeah. Okay, I will
not do a billboard.
I just found this thing. This guy, he's a good-looking guy.
Thank you.
He's wearing shades. Got a pair of tight black jeans
on. Billboard also includes a link to his dating website, datemark.co.uk. The 30-year-old who works in marketing said, like any good idea, it started off in the pub. I was talking to my mates, saying how I was struggling on these dating apps and joked I should put my face on a big billboard. Unfortunately, he says half of the people that have gotten in touch with him so far are men, but he's still very flattered. According to the website, more than 1,000 dating apps have been submitted so far.
What's the website?
datemark.co.uk.
Datemark.co.
Just CO. Okay.
CO.
Yeah, and then the UK. CO.
UK. Oh.
Co-oc.
Co-oc.
Yeah. It'd be co-oc.
Co-oc.
Yeah, Datemark co-oc.
Okay, thank you for thinking of it. He should, what are those things? He should, instead of billboards, get those benches you can get at bus stops.
Yes.
He just put, want to sit on my face? Let's get right to the point.
Sure, yeah. Hey, hang on a second. Say what you want about me, but you are hitting the bullseye today. You're killing it.
You're taking steps from Pat Godwin's dating book.
which is a very thin book.
And, I think, am I correct in saying, can you see this billboard,
so
Christy?
Horny.
I think isn't this font, isn't this Comic Sans?
Yeah.
Oh, considered the worst font by the worst.
So maybe he's trying to date older women that thought
I
this
love
was
Comic Sans.
I do too. I'm with Chick. I love it.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying it.
Isn't there a whole anti Comic Sans
there
mode?
There is. Yeah.
You
yeah.
use it in work emails. It comes over and it's like, are you really want to talk about a $10,000 deal with Comic Sans?
Okay. All right. You raise a good point. anybody following the census?
No.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Why would we do that?
I can see.
And
I can
now
taste.
The capital steps. Oh.
My ADD is really kicking in.
I guess.
I'm thinking of getting medicated. Anybody want to, what's that stuff called? Adderall.
Adderall, yeah.
Oh, that'd be
do you
great.
Take that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would love to see you on Adderall.
It's speed.
When you have the problem, yeah. It's weird. It actually counters the.
Of course, yes, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You had a lunch with my friend Mark and John here. It's unbelievable. The topics just change every 10 seconds.
I can only imagine.
No one's listening. What'd you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. See what I'm talking about.
So the census is this year.
This yeah, 2020.
Oh, every 10 years, yeah.
I did mine online. Did you do yours?
Did you see that article yesterday, that preliminary study? It's amazing. 3 out of 4 Americans have a podcast.
Oh,
really?
Wow, yeah. That's, yeah. That
was, that I'm seems, sitting that seems, right here.
That seems low
right
to me.
Here.
You got a podcast, you jerk.
Yeah.
But mine hasn't been released yet. I'm waiting for just the right moment.
Ah, the big tea.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans own a craft brewery?
Oh
my gosh,
I did
yeah.
Not.
Yes.
It's absolutely staggering. It's really amazing. But only 1 in 50,000. Americans can play a guitar well enough to take it to a party. That'd be Pat Godwin.
That's me, man.
I can just see. You've, in the unlikely event that you get one of these women back to what we'll call your place, just for the sake
your place.
Of
yes, we all know it's your place.
You play Blackbird for him?
No one has been back at your house, by the way. There's been no women at your house. My son's been there, so. Well, I wouldn't.
Take Pat is living in my old.
I wouldn't
house,
take somebody back to your house. That would be. That would. Okay. That would be
yes,
impossible.
You would.
I do them in the garage. I would take them inside.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Well, since your old couch is in my garage.
Where the security cameras are. Got cool.
You role play?
Yeah, there's like 5 cameras.
Exactly.
You wear a Jiffy Lube suit? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
This is my part-time job.
Yeah, all the security cameras, yeah, by the way. My son has the, whatever it is, the thing, so they go off at his house. His phone shoots off.
If I have to walk around nude, I have my hand over myself because of the cameras. There are 17 cameras all
are
over.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Sam put cameras everywhere. It's amazing.
You can see
oh
everything.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
He calls me all the time. Dad, are you over at my house? Yeah, how'd you know? You're on camera.
Wow.
Yeah. But I usually am fully clothed when I go to his house. Speaking of fully clothed, I can't help but notice that in the Bob and Tom performance room, we have the Amish folks.
Amish.
Amish. I mean Amish.
The famous Amish.
Their spokesperson. Oh, nice guitar. I can't help but notice that.
Well, thanks, Tom. Thanks for noticing this.
Graber.
I borrowed it.
Yeah, of course.
Your producer, Dean, left a bunch of them sitting around. So
that's a beauty. Are you going to be playing something that would be famous on this type of guitar by another artist?
Another artist. We don't do cover tunes.
Oh, that's, I forgot. Okay. Yeah, what's this next tune?
Well, we wanted to do this one because you guys sure have been talking a lot about black and white and stuff. So. We want to do one. When it comes to clothing, as you know, we don't see color, Tom. And so this is a song kind of about that whole topic. It's called Dress in Black and White.
Okay,
oh,
good.
Okay.
It goes a little something like this.
You're thinking that your life is cool. Well, I'm 14 and I am done with school. You drive your cars, we'll drive our buggies. Earn your pay in smelly factories. I make a fortune selling quilts for cheese. You drive your cars, we'll drive our buggies. We keep on churning, you'll keep on burning. Wars. I'll stay right here, finish all my chores. You drive your cars, we'll drive our buggies.
You put on condoms because of some disease. The only thing I ever caught was fleas.
You drive your cars, we'll drive our buggies. You keep on sinning, we'll keep on grinning.
What?
I want to dress in black, good wine, and work real hard all day. I want to dress in black, good wine, and work real hard all day. I want to dress in black, good wine, and work real hard all day. I want to dress in black, good wine.
And work real hard all day. I want to dress in black and white.
And work real hard all day.
And work real hard all day.
Everybody in the cheap seats. Just everybody locked in a trunk. All right, we need everybody to sing really strong here. Big finish. We want people to actually be under the impression that we're good and you like us. Everybody get your acting chops ready.
Okay.
It comes around, the guitar to be in the key of A.
I want to dress in black, good white. And work real hard all day. I want to dress in black, good white. And work real hard all day. But I'm dressed in black and white.
Are they fading us out?
And work real hard all day. But I'm dressed in black and white. And work real hard all day.
Electric Amish, a tribute song. That's great. I want to dress in black and white. Thank you very much. It's one of my favorite bass lines of all time.
Yes, it's great.
Good one.
Do, 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 do.
Something like that.
Never heard it before.
It's the first time they're playing it. How'd you know?
One of my favorite bass lines of all time is, I used to be in Black Oak, Arkansas, man.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.